Star Walker Studios presents Game Master's Journey, your multidimensional RPG podcast. Hello, fellow gamer. Welcome to episode 241 of Game Master's Journey. I'm your host, Lex Starwalker. On this show, we discuss the craft and the art of game mastering. I've been running RPGs for over 28 years now, and I produce this show in the hopes that you can benefit from my experience, my triumphs, and my mistakes. This episode is another actual play episode of my D&D campaign, Hinterlands of Alandria. This is the second part of our 14th session, in which the player characters have journeyed into the Swamp of Woe and found the lair of Ezrin the Mad, the witch that has made a diabolical deal with the village of Dianara's Rest. And the players have encountered her, and things are going to go down. So I gave more introduction to this in the last episode, episode 240. Again, this is just a continuation of that session. I just split it up into two episodes because it's over a 3-hour long session to keep those file sizes down for you. So without further ado, let's get back into our adventure.
Right. Shall we roll initiative?
Well, you guys already did. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So that's kind of funny. So actually the first person or thing that's gonna get to go is actually this big thing that crawled out of the cauldron.
Oh my gosh.
Great.
Oh, I've been looking forward to using this guy for so long. Oh my god. When I first read about him, I thought of this encounter, I'm like, oh yeah. He was made for this.
I haven't looked him up, so I have no idea.
The witch says, "Get them, Bubba."
Bubba. Really? That's so great.
Was she affected by my command spell or not?
Oh, yeah. We need to determine that. What's your save DC?
15.
Do-do-do. And what was the command?
To grovel.
She resisted your spell.
Ah.
Unfortunately. All right. So this guy. So you guys are kind of just all in a group at this point, oh, no. Right?
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
I haven't had much chance to move yet. Yep.
And I don't recall anyone specifically saying they were in the front or elsewhere. So I think
I was in the front though, remember?
Wall was in the front.
Okay. Yeah. We put the paladin between
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Well, I guess Wall's the lucky one then.
Yeah. And because I was talking to her, I probably will be right behind or next to him, whatever, next in line.
So this thing crawls out of the cauldron and looks towards all of you, and suddenly a thick, long, slimy-looking tongue shoots out of its mouth at Wall. Oh, not a great roll. 12, does that hit you?
That does not hit me.
All right. Wow, is that really all it does? That's lame. So it seems to try to snare Wall with its tongue, but Wall just kind of like bats it away with a shield. And yeah, that's the end of that.
Less a bong, more of a...
Yeah. okay. Okay. So at this point, those of you... that are more, well, actually, you guys are all pretty perceptive. I think the lowest perception is 11. So you guys all notice like kind of motion in your periphery. And you see that around this garden and the house, there are all these like little like shrubs and bushes, and they start animating. And they look like those plant creatures that you guys fought long, long ago, at the very beginning of your adventures. And they are animating and kind of shuffling your way.
I'm like, Bryn, did you prepare the fireball?
Wrong person.
I mean, fear.
Yeah.
Good.
She always has a fireball in her pocket.
Yeah.
So, Larissa, what are you wearing right now?
Well, I am wearing my one of the outfits, safari chic outfits that Fear brought from the city when she went. Go ahead, sir.
You had like the high boots too.
Yes, with the high boots.
Okay. Cheetah print jodhpurs.
Exactly. And the hat. Yeah, Piff helmet.
Okay.
So
Dahlia says, uh-oh. Oh my goodness, this is getting too intense. And she flies over to Larissa and proceeds to like try to get inside of your helmet. She's like, there's got to be room for me. When did you get so much hair?
Get out of there.
Quincy, it's your turn.
All right. I'm going to turn, face the 9 zombie-like creatures that are coming towards me.
Uh-huh.
Hold forth my bow of Dianara.
Oh, no.
And turn undead.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yes. The thing the cleric was built to do.
There you go.
Cleric it up.
Yep.
Gonna vaporize some undead, I feel like.
It's possible.
Are you at the point where you just destroy stuff yet?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It's a CR 1/2 or lower.
Wow.
So, yeah. You just make a wisdom save. All undead within 30 feet, make a ritual or make a save or turn / die.
Oh, I see. They still get a save. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get a wisdom save.
Okay.
Yeah,
they're just vaporized if they fail.
Yes, yeah. They just automatically fail.
And what's your DC, Craig?
14.
14. All right. Well, wisdom is not their forte, believe it or not. But they do have advantage. So, boy, that guy fails. Let's see.
Do they run? Like, do they turn or do they poof?
Well, hang on. Let me roll these.
Oh,
what's the area of that?
30 feet.
Like, is it 30-foot radius or?
Or any undead within
30 feet of me.
Oh, okay.
So I'm.
So it's all of them.
Yeah. So a radius from him.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Weren't they like 10 feet away from us, just keeping a close distance?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, that one succeeded. Yeah, they're not doing great.
Cool. I'm going to mark off a channel divinity being used.
All right. Double botch. Wow, thanks, Dice.
Good.
All right, so Quincy holds up his bow and shouts, "By the power of Dianara, I banish you!" And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them just just explode in the dust, and the other 4 start shambling away from you guys in the opposite direction.
Okay.
Wow.
And I'll just turn to the group and say, "Leave them alone." Because they will continue to shamble for a while if we leave them alone.
Yeah, for 1 minute.
Yep.
All right.
Just dashing away for a whole minute.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that it for you, Craig? I think you've done enough.
I think that's an action.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and is it a spell?
No.
Not really, right?
No.
It isn't, so you can cast a bonus action spell.
I can cast a bonus action spell?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I'm going to put Hunter's Mark on the frog ogre thing.
Okay.
Mm.
Wall.
Yeah.
Crap. So many choices. I am going to... Which one is closest? No, never mind. I'm going to move forward toward the witch.
Okay.
Step forward. And with my now glowing sword, I say something in Celestial that you think might be something pity. And I swing.
What, who are you attacking?
The witch.
The witch.
Oh.
So I'm attacking with Divine Smite, cast at second level.
Okay.
And I would like to also throw in some divine. Where did it go? Divine Smite with it, which would be 2d8 extra radiant if I hit.
You had Searing Smite on your weapon before, right?
Searing Smite is on the weapon right now. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So to hit.
Make your roll.
Is. 16 plus.
A bunch.
So sorry. Long sword.
Immediately plus. Killed her.
Slash out. 22.
Wow. Okay. So you you
are one quarter.
you advance toward her, and she's like trying to like shuffle away from you, trying to keep this big cauldron between the two of you, but you know you're too quick for her, and you get around, and you swing with your sword. And the strike is true. Like, you're going to hit her dead on. And at the last second, she kind of screeches. And you see this, like, it looks like the skull of some kind of small bird that's, like, hanging in her hair. And it like, explodes into ash. And there's this flash of light. And you feel your sword hit something. It feels like it hits a steel wall. And it kind of bounces back. And she's like...
Did that does that count as a hit though then toward Searing Smite?
No.
Okay.
It was basically a shield spell as well.
Okay. All right. So then my second attack will hit her again.
Okay.
15 this time plus 6, so 21.
That misses. It hits that same barrier.
Okay. All right. That is all I do.
Okay. He's not there. He's not there. Fear.
I will. I can see the witch from where I'm at.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to cast Firebolt at her. Uh, 22 to hit.
Wow.
And 7 damage.
Okay. It also hits that mystical shield. Wow, you know you haven't been playing in a while when you can't remember how shield works.
I know,
look it up.
I know.
I'm like, how long does that last?
Up of her round.
Yeah.
Like, how many do we have to expel? Dispel.
Right.
Or expel.
I plan poorly, but I'll try to dispel it next turn. That is all.
All right. The zombies shamble away. That's really all they can do. Bryn.
Okay. So you said that there were other like plant guys.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Where are they in relation to us?
They're kind of all around you, except the side that the hut is on. So kind of on three sides, but they're maybe like it kind of varies, but they're like 10 to 20 feet away from you, kind of shambling your way.
All right. How far away is Wall and the witch?
From you?
Mm-hmm.
Like less than 10 feet.
Okay, that'll do. I will strike my staff on the ground, expending 6 charges from it.
Whoa.
And casting Wall of Thorns in a circle around all of us, including Wall and the Witch. And, well, just, you know, a way to keep those dudes out.
Okay, cool. Nice.
And I think and as a bonus action, oh, then is the frog dude in the circle too?
Yeah.
Okay. And as a bonus action, I will turn into a saber-toothed tiger.
Cool.
Yeah, it's cool. I can do that now. And I will at least 20 feet straight toward. Yeah, there's probably not 20 feet in between, like, between me and him.
No.
Correct?
Mm-mm.
All right, so I will just move and stalk towards him and growl menacingly.
Toward the frog thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to get in, like, within melee range of him?
Or? Yeah, I'm going to get within melee.
Okay, cool. All right. All right. At this point, where did it go? Oh yeah, this is coming for Wall. The big wolf is coming for you, Wall.
Yeah, he is.
You don't smell the way that he's fond of. He is going to okay, why not? He's going to breathe fire.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Would that be an area effect spell?
It is.
All right. Okay.
So I need, we will say this will be able to hit Wall, Bryn, and the big frog thing.
So I, okay. As a reaction. should I need to? Yeah, my shield is up and out. So. And with my shield, I can wait until you roll.
Okay. So that is a dex saving throw.
Doobie-doobie-doo.
And I got to roll for this guy. Oh, good. He made it. She'd probably be mad if her dog killed the frog thing.
Mm-hmm. Dex save, you said?
Yeah.
Nice. So, I add my dex. Wow, where is it? Dex saves. Add my AC bonus. My shield bonus. So, plus 2 is... 4. So, 19.
Okay, so you succeed. And Bryn?
Sorry, it's a which save?
Dex.
Dex. Okay. 16.
What was it?
16.
Okay, so you both succeed, so you're going to take half damage. So it does 17, so that's 8 to both of you. 8 fire damage.
With my shield, I actually negate the half damage.
Cool. For both of you, or just for you?
That is just for me. As I'm reading the shield, it looks like that's only against attacks.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool. So, Bryn, you take 8 fire.
Okay.
As this hound breathes fire on you, the fires of hell, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a wolf.
Some might call it hellfire.
Hellfire, yeah. Hellfire breath.
Fire.
So yeah, that's what he does. Right. So he's just so you know, Wall, he's, let's see, what is that? 15-foot cone. So yeah, he's like 10 feet from you.
From nice. You and okay. Bryn. Okay.
And the frog thing is not pleased by that either. Larissa, it's your turn.
Oh, finally. You all remembered me.
Oh.
Do I have any enemies near me, like saying within 5 feet?
I don't think so, not at this point.
Yeah, so I'm going to move a little further behind my friends, maybe like another 10 feet from where I was standing.
Further away from them?
Like from the main action.
Okay.
Like 10 feet or so. And I'm going to...
Do you want to move closer to the hut or a different direction? Or farther from the hut, I guess.
The other way.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So then I'm gonna use my bonus action to tell the witch to grovel again. Okay. With command.
All right. So that is a wisdom save, right?
Wisdom save DC 15.
She makes it.
And I pout, and then I will cast. It is casting a spell, so I can only do a cantrip. So vicious mockery on her.
Okay. What do you know? What kind of spell that is?
That is an enchantment.
Okay. So is there a saving throw or
wisdom save?
I don't remember how any of this stuff works anymore. Wisdom save. Let's see. What's your DC?
The DC is 15.
That one she actually fails.
Yeah.
So what's that do? Like,
I say, as I suspected, you are stinky. And she takes 4 psychic damage, and then she has a disadvantage on her next attack.
Okay. Let's see. Hit points. Da, 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 da.
There we go. And that'll be the end of my turn.
Good turn.
Good turn. Good turn. Go team.
Well, you're the only person to attack her and do damage.
GG.
Yeah. All right. It is now the witch's action.
And oh, yeah.
The witch's action.
She is going to disappear.
Oh, God.
No.
And she's inside the shield.
She's inside the Wall of Thorns as well.
Yeah.
Well, she was.
Yeah, she just vanishes from sight. You're not sure what happened. You did see her like make some gestures, like she was casting a spell or something, maybe.
I know how to cast invisibility, do we know?
I can't cast counterspell through the shield, right? It doesn't help.
You can cast counterspell.
Yeah, yeah. The shield just affects like attack rolls.
Oh, then yeah. I will cast counterspell.
Yeah, wizards.
Okay. I used a cantrip intentionally, so I had counterspell saved. I just didn't realize that it would go through the shield. Sorry, everyone.
I tell you what, Fear, make a arcana check.
Okay. Let me remember what my stat is. Plus 10.
It's really big. Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
You have a big stick.
How does 28 sound?
Yeah. You're ready to do your counterspell, and you suddenly realize that she's not actually using a spell, so the counterspell wouldn't work. It's some other supernatural ability.
I'm not using a third level spell slot for that bitch.
No.
Can we still hear her walking around, or is she just gone?
You don't at the moment hear anything.
Cool.
She just vanishes. Next, some plant creatures shuffle your guys' way.
No.
And they have a wall of thorns to deal with. I remember this spell from long ago.
One would think that, you know,
flash yesterday.
The thorns, which is what they probably are made of, wouldn't affect them, but
one would think that, but one would be wrong.
Magic works in mysterious ways.
See? Good plants versus evil plants. I'm telling you, there's a difference.
All right, so it looks like it slows them down, and they need to make dex saves.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's your save DC, Bryn?
That is, if my computer will load. Come on.
15.
Okay. Go ahead and roll damage for your wall.
Okay, and that would be on the failed save. Take 78. I love this spell.
78, damn.
Yeah. Okay. Let me get all my d8s.
Man, my dice are not doing well tonight. Kind of cold.
That's okay. We'll forgive you, Lex.
Yeah, and for that, we thank you.
All right. That is 5, 7, 2, 14, 6, 7, 1, another 14.
Wait a minute.
28.
Hang on a second.
What?
Is your shape changing thing, is that a concentration thing?
I can keep concentration.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I just can't cast.
All right, carry on. Sorry.
So that's 28 and another D8. Ooh, that was an 8. So 28 plus 8 is 36.
All right.
That is very good.
You hear the horrendous screams of dying and impaled plant creatures as they're trying to get through your wall of thorns. Not
and somehow so about that you hear up in the front.
All right. Well, I don't need that anymore. All right.
It's always a good sign where the DM's like, well, we could just get rid of that then.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know this, but you just took out a bunch of the blights. With that. There are a lot of dead blights hanging on the thorns of Phoebe's wall right now.
Oh, I missed this.
How cruel.
All right.
The druid killing her own would-be allies.
We've gone over this.
They are evil plants. We don't like them.
Bryn, the giant frog thing is going to attack you with its tongue.
Ew.
Does a 19 hit you? As a tiger.
As a tiger? Yeah. Yeah, that hits.
So... Make a strength saving throw.
Okay. What am I going to use for this one?
Man, my dice suck tonight.
Boo.
Wow, we feel so sorry for you, Lex. Yeah.
You just get nobody on your side.
You don't see us crying about it.
That's a 15 plus 4, 19.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so you take 5 necrotic damage as a tongue hits you, wraps around you, and you feel it trying to pull you off your feet towards the thing, but you're able to resist it.
Dig my little paws into the dirt.
All right, so yeah, you made the save, so you're not actually grappled or anything like that, so it kind of loses its hold on you. Wow, I really thought this thing would be more impressive.
Give it time.
Give it time.
It'll get there.
I did roll pretty well. I am
it's been sitting in that. Oh, yeah, and it's been sitting in that cauldron for like months.
And I did just remember something I completely forgot about that would help. So,
oh no,
I'll remember that later.
Stop that, Lex. Stop remembering things.
It spontaneously gets way more effective.
Its hit points suddenly double.
Life.
Okay. All right. At this point, one very beat up looking plant creature claws its way through the wall of thorns, and it also is going to come for Bryn because she is the source of its suffering. And it's going to attack you. I'm pretty sure a 7 doesn't hit you, so
no, it does not.
That was kind of anticlimactic, but it's in your face now. This looks a little different from the blights you guys fought before. Those were all like had like little thorns all over them, and this seems to be made of like a mass of vines that are like reaching for you and trying to entangle you, but so far you've been able to avoid it. And it's now Quincy's turn.
Quincy will shoot giant frog thing.
Okay.
Is giant frog thing a beast?
No.
All right, fair enough. Does 19 hit?
It does.
Cute. Twelve points of damage.
12?
Yep.
Nice.
12 points of damage, and yeah, that's kind of me.
Nice. Yeah, you heard it.
Cool.
All right. Wall.
All right. The witch is gone.
Or at least invisible.
Or invisible. All right. No. I turn sideways, turn my head sideways, and look at the dog. Like, all right, my friend, go with peace, and I attack.
Okay. I thought you were gonna like scratch his chin or something.
Let's see. Not that great. 14. Let's see with sword. I'm so sorry. Let me double check this blade.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You have a shiny sword now.
I have a shiny sword.
Hey, shiny swords.
Way superior to the...
Okay.
Dull
not
sword?
Shiny swords? I don't know where I was going.
Well, I mean, it's glowing.
It's literally shiny right now, yeah. Yeah, but that's only on a hit, so. So that was a 13 and. Oh, damn! Yeah, so that's plus 9 to hit. So 13, 22.
That hits.
So this is the first. I still have Searing Smite active, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
So that is my first hit with this blade. Is this by chance a fiend?
It is. It's a hellhound.
Hey, hellhound. Okay, so it is 1d8 plus 6 damage plus shoot. 1d8 plus 6. Where's my sword? Plus an additional 1d10 radiant and then the other stuff. So 1d, let's see, 1d8. Somebody keep track.
Roll all the dice.
All the d8s.
Shoot, that sucked. 2. Let's see.
You're rolling like me.
I know.
2, so that's 6.
Maybe each one of us just takes a d8.
Ooh, better. And... yeah. So 15, and then 15, and then the Searing Smite is 15, 16, so 21 points. And then can I add my Divine Smite?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 2d8. So that was, shoot, I already lost the number. What
21?
Was it?
21.
Thank you.
And what kind of damage was that? Just normal weapon damage or radiant?
It was damage. Searing
Smite.
Also,
Rufus is the name of my golden doodle, so I keep imagining that you're fighting my golden doodle.
Oh. That was fire damage before I forget.
Was that on purpose, Lex?
Oh, the 21 was fire?
No. The last batch I did.
The 2d8? I didn't hear the number.
Yeah, no, 2d6.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember how much that was, the 2d6?
No, and I've already picked up the dice. I can't remember.
I don't think you said it out loud.
Just roll 2d6 and
yeah.
All right.
Have that count.
Oh, that was better. Damn it. That was 10.
All right.
How do you know it was better? You can't remember what it was.
Well, because I know it was.
I would have remembered that. Yeah, the fire doesn't seem to hurt it. Just for simplicity of bookkeeping.
Completely. Okay.
Yeah, it's immune to fire. So.
Okay, so take 10 off of 21. Gotcha. So that makes it, that takes it down to 11. And then my Divine Smite is.
That's radiant.
That's all radiant.
Yeah.
Is
what's the fire damage from
Searing Smite?
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay, so this is going to be 2d8. So it was 11 and my other, there we go. It is 7 and 5. So it's 11, 18, 22 points of damage.
Wow.
Yeah.
5 is 12. Not bad.
Yeah, while you actually like lunge at this thing and you drive your sword to the hilt in its chest and it's like, and you pull your sword out and like blood like flies behind your blade and somehow it's still alive, but you just did a grievous wound to it. Like,
yeah,
you're not sure how it survived that.
I do have one more attack. I just can't do that much damage on the second one.
Okay.
So I'll attack again.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I was distracted by all the blood.
Oh no.
Let's see, 8 plus 9, 17.
That hits?
Oh, sweet. Okay. So just 1d8 plus 6.
And as the blood like hits the ground, there's like little hisses because it's hot and it like hits the wet mud. It's like
ooh, 8. So 14 and then 2d8 radiant damage for the sword. No. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. 1d10. So it's 14 plus numbers 10. There you are. Yeah. 14 plus 3, 17.
All right. You slay the hellhound. You pull the sword out of its chest and then come around with the backhand and behead it. Almost casually. Your sword seems to cut through fiends like butter.
It's almost like it was made for it.
Almost, yeah. Almost like that's what it was made to do.
All right. And then I, to end my turn, I yell, Ezran. That's all.
Nice.
All right. Fear.
So what's there? There's the dog. There's the frog.
There's dead dog.
Yeah, the hellhound is dead and is quickly turning into a puddle of inky black goo that is evaporating very quickly. Let's see. There's
One of the blights that's attacking Bryn, who's a saber-toothed tiger right now. There's the big frog thing. And that's it at the moment.
I feel like I've, like, deep in my soul, I really want to collect some of the black shit for science more than I want to attack anything.
Later.
Hey,
but it's going away.
You got to do you, you know?
It is going away.
Is it going away?
It is. It's like disappearing.
Then I take my action and one of my vials.
Okay.
And I collect and cork it.
Awesome. And I'm going to do something I've never remembered to do once in this campaign and give you inspiration for that. Yay! Hopefully I'll remember to do that more.
And that'll be my turn.
All right. Yeah, you got some devilish ichor. Or ichor, however you say it.
I think it's ichor.
Some it's devil ichor. Goo.
Icky ichor.
All right, added to inventory, devilish ichor, one vial.
At the very least, put goo in brackets.
All right, Bryn.
Would it take my action to try and sniff out the witchy witch?
Yes. I mean, I will. I'll tell you without you taking an action that you don't immediately catch her scent, but you could use an action and perception check to check more thoroughly. But just like you don't notice it like immediately.
Hmm. I mean. So my passive perception of 17. Okay, well, am I on base there? Yeah, I will try and do a, hold on. Yeah, I'll try and perception. See if I can smell the witch, which means I have advantage because I'm a saber-toothed tiger.
Okay, roll.
All right, Pico. Come on. He's trying to bat the dice out of my head while I'm rolling. Okay, that's a 5 and a 16 plus 7. So someone do the math for me.
23.
Okay.
23.
So you actually, with that good of a roll... You can smell where she was. Like her scent is still like lingering in the air, but you can also tell that she's nowhere close enough for you to smell right now. You just smell like the after smell that she left behind. Ew. So you're pretty sure she's far enough away that you can't smell her. Either that or somehow she's covered up her smell.
Okay. I don't think I can do anything as a bonus action as a kitty. Nah. That was it.
All right. At the end of your turn, the frog thing is going to try to tongue you again.
Great.
That didn't sound good. No.
He's going to attack you with his tongue. Let's say it like that.
Better.
Go. Yeah.
Better.
21.
That hits.
Okay. So same thing. A strength check. Words.
19.
Okay. Wow. So you take 9 necrotic damage, but it's not able to pull you off your feet. And it's now Larissa's go.
All right. Well, we still have that frog creature, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to use my bonus action and tell it to grovel.
Okay. So that's a wisdom save.
Yeah, 15.
It fails.
All right, so on its next turn, it will do that. It will use its action or whatever.
Okay.
And to do that.
Well, maybe remind me when its turn comes.
Yeah.
Because I might forget. Cool. Awesome. Anything else, Larissa?
I'm gonna also cast Vicious Mockery on that thing. So another wisdom saving throw.
On the frog thing?
On him.
He makes that one. 18.
Okay, so he's impervious to my insults.
He's too busy groveling.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is the end of my turn.
All right. It is now his turn. So I guess you don't have to remind me since it's right now. he actually does not grovel. He just stands there and looks at you with a very perplexed look. You think perhaps he doesn't know what grovel means, but he's still going to lose his action as he tries to figure out what you want him to do. Yeah. You've exceeded his vocabulary. The witch never taught him the word grovel.
He was just born, so yeah, makes sense.
This makes me feel a little sad for shooting him. Not like really sad, but like a very it's small, a
very,
sad.
Very violent entry into the world.
All right, the one remaining blight is going to try to attack Bryn again and rolls a 10, so I'm sure that's a miss.
Yeah, misses.
And
it's just like so super fucked up from my Wildthorn, so that it just can't hit it.
How are you doing health wise, Phoebe?
I'm fine. I'm also a saber-tooth tiger.
So. Oh, okay. Never mind then. You'll
yeah. Don't worry about me.
To Bryn form when you're beaten up.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3. Gosh, why do you guys never have a number that's a die? All right, at this point, you guys all hear this loud earth-shaking roar that seems to come from all around you, but if you had to pick a direction, you'd pick above you.
Oh no.
And suddenly
no.
The limbs of this massive tree above you start moving.
Oh god, no.
The tree.
What?
And it's going to, it tries to hit you with its trunk.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
The Whomping Willow.
The Whomping Willow, totally. Larissa, you have a large branch coming at you.
Oh, no.
That is. Wait, what? Oh, wow. Okay, that's crazy. I didn't know I could do that. That is a 27 to hit you.
Holy shit.
Holy crap.
You know, my AC is 26, so, you know. I'll give you that one.
Just barely.
Just barely.
All right. That's 22 bludgeoning damage.
Oh.
If it's double your AC, is it double the damage?
As you literally get hit by a tree.
Don't give him any ideas.
Wait, the whole tree, or does it?
It's just like kind of doing this and swinging branches around.
I am going to use my reaction to cast Hellish Rebuke on him, so he needs to give me a wisdom. Not wisdom. Dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Trees. I feel like trees are not.
Oh my god, I rolled an 18. I can't believe it.
Jesus. He got an 18. Well, good thing I roll high on the damage, so that's 19, 24. So it takes half of 24.
12, okay.
Fire.
Cool. It now swings a branch at Wall.
Mm-hmm.
That I did not roll so insanely. That is a 14.
No.
It's probably a miss. And then the roots start writhing as well.
Oh, God. So this is why you gave us that con, so that you can kill us.
So you can do this to us.
It was just, you know, in good conscience you can kill us.
So a root comes for fear, and that's a 16?
Yep, that hits.
Okay, you are grappled. The root kind of wraps around you. Okay, so something will happen on your turn, but not until then.
Oh no. Mm.
The suspense is killing me.
Literally, not literally.
Oh no.
Did I get damaged from the attack or no?
Not yet.
Okay.
Now you're just grappled. Wall roots come at you. That is a 17.
Nope.
And oh, okay. And then it's going, as a bonus action, it's going to bite at fear because it has her grappled.
Bite?
Yeah, I guess it can do that. That's the thing. Oh. I was like, it can bite things?
Okay, so for that, fear ran up to get the goo from the wolf, right?
I
so
was at right next to me. Yep.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, totally.
I can interpose shield if I need to.
Okay.
On that attack. On the bite attack.
Okay. Well, it rolled a 19.
Yes, I will do that.
Okay.
Interpose. So it's a disadvantage. So.
Oh, okay. Do, 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 do. 18.
Oh, shit. Oh, I tried.
Womp, womp.
I have super high con, though. So, like, whatever. Just give me some damage.
Shield, maybe? Shield?
I don't have shield.
Oh.
I don't even have it. Much less have it learned.
We're going to have to buy you that scroll.
Yeah.
I can sleep. We might find later. A witch's spell book.
Yeah.
All right.
That's really aspirational at this moment, but you know.
Fear, you take 16 piercing damage.
All right.
As it pulls you up with its root into its suddenly gaping maw that appears in its trunk and starts like gnawing on you. Like you're a piece of jerky or something.
Jeez.
I can be pretty jerky.
Okay. Dahlia says from under Larissa's helmet, "Is it over yet?"
Thanks for all your help.
Yeah.
I can't say because I'm a cat.
Maybe you can come out here and do something.
And do Dahlia. What? Die? I'm pretty sure I wouldn't look very good dead. I have an image to maintain, you know. Quincy.
All right, Quincy's going to continue to shoot at frog thing.
Okay.
Yep, we're going to kill some ads.
This is now a multi-boss fight.
True enough. 23 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. Duffman says you hit.
11 points of damage. And I'm going to fire again using my Hunter Priest.
Ooh.
Oh, 19. It's always just so close.
That's a hit too.
Sorry, 19 natural.
So, nice.
Yeah. That's 14 more points of damage.
Yeah, you put a couple of your glowing radiant arrows in it, and it's seems pretty pissed off and maybe hurt even too, as it screams in pain.
Oh. I was hoping that it would be more than maybe hurt. I'm going to be honest. Like, I might want to go all the way to hurt.
Wall.
Okay, I am going to cast as my second and last second level spell. I'm going to cast first level Searing Smite again as a bonus action as a second level.
Okay.
And I'm going to turn back on the tree and attack the tree.
All right, cool.
First is 13 plus 9 is 12. No, 22 to hit.
That hits.
Okay, so with the first hit, I do... Oh, shoot, we didn't do this with the wolf. At the start of... Never mind, that's why. And the attack does 2d6 fire damage. Let me... Sorry, sword first. Is... what was it? 1d8 plus 6. Damn it. 2 plus... Okay, so 8 damage from the sword. Okay. Plus 2... I'm writing it down this time. Plus 2d6 fire. Ooh, is 4 and 3, 7. So 7 fire damage. So 15 total. That's all I can do on that one.
Okay. Got it.
And at the start of each of its turns, until the spell ends, it lasts for a minute. It has to make a constitution save. On a failed save, it takes 1d6 fire damage.
Cool. So remind me when his turn comes.
1d6, got it.
Awesome. Yeah, you injure him some more. He's not very happy between you and Quincy.
No, this was... this was the tree.
Oh, the tree?
Yeah, because wood.
Okay.
And then one more attack. Just normal.
Okay.
10 plus 9 is 19 to hit.
That hits as well.
Okay. It's 1d8. Shit. Plus 6, so 7 points of damage.
All right, cool. So yeah, you chop into it a couple times with your sword.
Does it seem to be affected more by the fire?
Not any more than anything else, it doesn't seem okay. Like.
All right.
All right, Fear. So at this point, Fear.
Yep, I am grappled.
You are grappled. And let's see. Whoops, that's the wrong thing. Helps if you look at the right creature. Crap, where'd it go? Oh, here we go. Okay. So... Okay, so you're going to take a little bludgeoning damage. You take 8 bludgeoning damage at the start of your turn. And okay. Now you can do whatever you want to do.
I will cast Misty Step. Zip!
Nice. That's Peace. How you escape a grapple, kids.
Yep. I was like, no somatic components. Bye, baby! So I teleport 30 feet away.
Okay.
And that's a bonus action.
Where do you want to go? Anywhere specific? Or
I'll stay like behind my homie wall.
Okay. Cool.
But in the general vicinity. And then I will cast Firebolt as my regular action.
Pew, pew. At the tree?
Yes. Fuck that tree. 17, does that hit?
It does.
And 13 fire damage.
Cool. All right. Bryn.
Okay. Well... I guess I'll just get rid of that annoying little
blight.
Little blight thing.
Okay.
So I am annoyed with it. So I will just pick up raise a paw and just swat at it.
Cool.
And that is. 11 damage. Oh, wait, I got a roll to hit. Whoops, sorry. Shit. Never mind. That's, 11 to hit.
You actually hit it.
Oh, so yeah, it takes 11 damage then.
All right, you destroy it.
And I growl at it a little bit.
All right.
Just.
Larissa.
Uh,
All right. So we still have a frog thing.
Yeah, in the tree.
Oh, gosh.
Is this like tree still outrun the tree, though?
Pardon?
We could outrun the tree, maybe.
Yeah.
One would hope.
Christ. And how is this frog looking?
It's bloodied at this point. So it's taken some injuries. It's still got quite a bit of fight left in it, though.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna cast Dissonant Whispers on it.
Okay. Is that a and wisdom that's save? That's a
wisdom saving throw.
It rolled a 5.
Good. So that's 10 psychic damage.
Okay.
And it must use its immediate reaction to move away from me.
Is that a fear effect?
No, no fear. It's just you moving.
Or
let's I'll look at it again. If, okay. Yeah, because if I... It only lasts as far as his movement for the, you know, if he hasn't used his reaction yet.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about fear, so yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So it moves 10 feet away?
However many feet it has.
Oh, okay.
To of movement.
All right, so. Let me look at this. I wonder if this would force it through the wall or not.
Oh, well, if he doesn't know that the thing is there, then he probably will start going through there. But he doesn't move into obviously dangerous ground.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if the wall of thorns is made into like into a foresty area. Like, I don't know if that's got the verbiage where, you know, if you didn't know that the spell was cast before, then it's just part of the terrain. Looks like part of the terrain. So I don't know if
well, he saw the spell cast though.
Then he probably knows not to go that way, but I think it also gets attacks of opportunity from whoever was next to him.
20 foot diameter. So yeah, he'd be able to move like maybe 10 feet before he got to the wall. Yeah. So that would probably be, probably
wall
and Bryn and Larissa. Would all get attacks of opportunity as it kind of moves by.
All right. So I will try and get a 5. So
yeah, five won't do
10 it. 10 total.
10 won't do it either. Unfortunately. Yeah.
So I'm just swiping at the air and then I'm going to use my, my bonus action to... Where is this? Mantle of Inspiration?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's 4 of you. Get 8 temporary hit points and can, if you wish to do so, use your immediate reaction to move anywhere you want as far as you have movement and doesn't provoke attack of opportunity.
Okay. I'll move closer to the frog.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you take an attack of opportunity against it?
I would think I was more than 10 feet away, actually, because I was fighting the tree.
True, true.
Yeah, but it's going to move by you
as it moves
away from him, so you would still get one.
Okay.
I get one too, right?
Yep.
Not with that roll.
5 and 9. So we all do?
14 to hit.
Where were you? Yeah, yeah, you would too, because you were right behind Wall. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
So mine was a 14.
Okay, that misses.
Okay.
Darn. So that means you can't move. If you use your reaction to attack, you can't move, but you still get your temporary hit points.
So,
yeah, because it uses your reaction to do the movement with it.
Oh,
spell. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you'd rather move, I'll can do that.
I'm not that far away. I'm fine. Okay. Where I am.
I rolled a 16 on my attack.
That hits.
Yeah.
With my dagger. I'm so gangster. Four damage.
Right. You need to get Warcaster.
No.
Craig, you could probably take one too if you have something with which to opportunity attack handy.
I could. Like your shovel. I can thwack him with a shovel. Take that.
Yes. What'd you roll, Bryn?
I rolled a 21, so I definitely hit.
Okay.
And that was. I can math 15.
Cool.
I will claw at it as it passes. Big ol' swipe.
Craig?
I rolled 12.
That misses.
Yeah.
All right. So that was Larissa's turn.
Yep.
That was very pretty good. Nice.
Very eventful.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's a lot.
All right.
How much damage should it get in that?
It took quite a bit. It's definitely pretty injured now. It's now its turn. It's going to turn around and I think it's going to go for, you know what? I'm just going to roll because I'm not sure what it would do at this point. It's going for Larissa. That was kind of my instinct, but I didn't want to pick on Manny, but that's what the dice said too. So
the dice don't lie.
That's a 23 to hit you, Larissa. With a tongue.
Yeah, again, you know, 26 AC.
All right, but, so you take 13 necrotic damage and make a strength save for me.
All right, let's see.
You know, necrotic damage is not good for the skin. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You better mud mask that shit later.
I have a natural 20.
Nice. All right. It does not pull you into its gaping maw like it really wants to.
You really want this thing to happen here, Lex. I can tell, and we fail.
It's trying. It just can't
from
do
inside
it.
The tree.
All right. Okay. Now it's the tree's turn.
It needs to roll a constitution save.
Con save.
14.
Rolls a 22.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So my spell fizzles.
It sounds like that.
Yep.
Like when you spit on a candle.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the slide whistle going down. That's what it sounds like.
just a fart noise.
All right. Well, it's definitely swinging a branch at Wall. That's just got to happen.
Yeah.
Whoops, that's the wrong monster again. That would be a 20 to hit you.
Oh, just meets. Yep.
Okay. So that is some bludgeoning. 11 bludgeoning to Wall.
Okay. There go my temporary hit points plus some.
I think for the rest of them, I'm going to roll. That seems fun. Right, it swings a branch at Fear. Maybe I shouldn't have rolled. Fear will 26 hit you.
Double. Does that mean double damage?
Luckily for you, it does not. 22 bludgeoning damage. Holy crap.
Jeez.
I'm hurt.
Okay.
It's not cute anymore.
I felt that, guys.
All right.
The numbness wore off. All right. Root is going toward Wall.
This is still the same round that I used my reaction to take an opportunity attack, right?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
But it doesn't use your reaction.
My shield does.
22 to hit you, Wall.
Oh yeah, that hits.
All right, so you are grappled and you'll take damage on your turn from that. And then the other route is going to go for waiting for a valid target. Waiting for a valid target. Bryn.
No, I knew it.
Oh, shit. You're so lucky because I just rolled a natural 20, but this doesn't do damage, so I can't crit you with it. So you're very lucky. Oh. But you are definitely grappled.
Darn it.
You did it.
And then as its bonus action, it's going to bite, I think, Bryn, since it crit her. I think that makes sense. A 12 to hit you, Bryn.
I think that's...
Oh, that's right. You're a cat. That's right.
Whoops.
Whoops.
I'm a kitty.
Kitty cat.
Yeah, that's my AC.
Okay, so it bit you for... ...20 damage. Piercing, if it matters.
Okay.
And it's now Quincy's turn.
Okay. I'm going to move over to our recently wounded wizard, and I'll cast Cure Wounds on you at second level.
Ooh.
For 13 plus 6, 19 hit points recovered.
Yay!
Nice.
And that uses a second level spell, and then we'll you can't do a spell and a cantrip as a can you cast a spell and then a bonus action spell?
If one of them's a cantrip.
Yeah.
Then nope. No. Not much I can do with that. No, I don't really have anything to do with a bonus spell then, or a bonus action then. I helped you out a little bit.
Yeah, no, that was. I'm like a little better than half now, so I'm in good shape.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
All right. Triggered.
Wall.
Yeah.
Your turn.
So I take damage?
Yes, from the root, you take 8 bludgeoning.
Okay.
And you are grappled.
I want to no longer be grappled.
So you want to try to escape?
Kill it.
And that is, I can do that with athletics, right?
Oh, yeah, or athletics. You get to pick.
Athletics or acrobatics. Okay.
Yeah.
Totally athletics.
Toss up, really.
Yeah, geez.
DC 15.
Limber? No. Okay, I've got a plus 7 in athletics. So that is... Fuck. So I rolled a 7, and 7 is 14.
Oh, so close. So that's your action. Do you have something you can do with a bonus or movement?
No movement. I don't have anything for a bonus action.
All right. Fear, you're also grappled, right?
No, I got out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I was not.
That's
I
right.
just got
that. Smacked. That was Bryn that just got grappled. That's right.
Yeah. So it's just the tree left?
And the frog thing.
The frog thing?
Yeah.
I should not go after the frog thing?
Light it up.
Light it up.
Kill the frog thing.
Where is the frog thing?
It's like probably 5 or 10 feet from you. It's right at the edge of the wall of thorns.
Okay.
Because Larissa made it move away.
Is it like all by itself?
Kinda, yeah.
Hmm. Okay. I will cast Scorching Ray.
Ooh.
At it thrice.
Nice.
So that's 3. Raise. Attack for each. Okay, so.
Yeah.
First one is 23.
That's a hit.
It Holy does shit. 8 damage.
Okay.
Second one is 16.
That's a hit.
It does 5 damage. Okay. And the third one is 24.
That's a hit.
For 4 damage.
All right. Saphir throws these 3 bolts of flame at it. Like, one hits it, like, right kind of in the middle of its trunk, and the other two hit it in its branches, and the branches just, like, go up in flame. Or branches. I'm sorry. I'm thinking the wrong thing.
I was like, wasn't I attacking the frog?
Yeah. Right. No, okay, continue, forget please. Everything I just said. She hits the frog thing with these 3 bolts of fire, and it completely is engulfed in flame and crumples to the ground. And is burning like a pyre.
Yay! Mm.
And that is the end of the frog.
And then if it feels like 30 feet would get me out of the range of the tree, that's where I'm going. Okay.
It would, but you would also be beyond the wall of thorns.
Oh. Yeah, never mind then. I'll just chill behind wall.
Okay. The other wall? The wall of steel.
Angelic wall.
Bryn.
Okay. Well, does it take an action or a bonus action to drop concentration?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll drop concentration. Wait, hold off on that just a sec. Let me roll to get out of grapple first. Okay.
It's a DC 15 acrobatics or athletics.
Okay. Woohoo! I am out.
Nice.
That was a natural 18. Cool. So that's me adding the +8. Oh no, wait, that's an Aurox. It would still be a +7, so like, whatever. I will drop Wall of Thorns.
Okay.
Drop my tiger form.
So that's a bonus action?
Yeah, that's cool. A bonus action. And run a kind of out of the way, sorta. I'd like to run away from this root thing.
Okay.
But still, like, sort of within 20 feet of the tree.
So you're gonna move 20 feet away from it?
Yes.
All right. So it does get an opportunity attack on you.
Oh, can I run and then drop animal form? Did I say that?
No. No and no.
Man.
You didn't say that.
You're just mad because my wall of thorns took out.
No, I'm just
dudes.
Going by okay. What you said.
Rip.
No take fine. Backs.
That's fine. It's
you
cool.
Guys are 6th level. There's no more take backs.
Okay.
It rolled a 17 to hit you. Or 18, because I can't add.
Yeah, that probably.
Your AC went up, probably.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure it did.
Yeah, no, that I'm pretty sure that hits.
Okay, so that
I don't know that my AC did go up in the program, but
that's 20 bludgeoning damage.
Holy. That's okay. That's fine. It's all fine. We're good.
But you get away from it. You're out of its reach now. Which you would estimate to be about 15 feet.
Oh, wrong.
And you've got a lump on your head to show for it. That you now know what its reach is. 20 feet is good, guys. It's really nice 20 feet away. I'm just saying. All right. Anything else you want to do, Bryn?
I don't think kick myself because I was thinking that I was going to run in beast form, but
heat of the moment.
So, heat of the moment. I think that's all I can do because I've already used my bonus action and my movement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Larissa.
All right, so I have just made a realization. I owe you 2 concentration checks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you guys would be awesome and remember if you're concentrating, because I won't. And it's a lot to remember. So
yeah, so I got 14 from that first damage.
Let's forget, because I don't remember how much damage I did, but from now on, let's try to remember.
Okay. You still want me to roll to see if I keep the mantle or...
Well, I don't remember how much damage I did to you, so...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's all right. We'll just assume you succeeded. Because I forget. I think I hit Bryn once or twice with the Wall of Thorns.
And I took 22. Yeah. I took 22 damage because the first one brought me to 30 and then the second one brought me to 17. So that one's was...
That's all right. We'll 13, just keep going.
13 damage. Okay. So is this tree moving at all? Like with its like moving away?
It hasn't yet. You don't know if it can move or not beyond where it is. It seems to you that it probably could, the way its roots are moving around. It seems like if it wanted to move, it probably could. You're not sure how quickly it could move, but...
Yeah, I'm going to point at the tree and command it to flee in Sylvan or something.
Okay.
If it speaks the language Sylvan or whatever language. I have Elvish too if it's an Elvish tree. You know.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really know what it speaks. So what language do you want to... try.
Yeah, I'm just gonna do Sylvan or what have you.
Okay, and what was the command?
Flee.
And it gets a save, right? Wisdom save?
Yes. It's 15.
Okay, it succeeds.
On the good news, I don't get carried away.
Ha!
Yeah, flee with Wall in your hand.
Oh well, I guess we now have to go find a new paladin.
All right, well that guy's dead.
So that will be my bonus action, and then you know what? I'll vicious mockery it.
Okay, is that the wisdom save as well?
That's correct.
I've heard that trees have like really big egos. So
it rolled 15. I'm not sure what your save is, but
it rolled what?
15.
Yeah, that's the save. So it saves from it.
All right.
All right. That's it for me.
All right. So the tree, let's see. It already has Wall.
It's going to flee anyway with Wall.
So, yeah, I think at this point, Wall, it's going to bite you as a bonus action since it's already got you. Oh, crap. I just rolled a 20.
No.
Wall, I hope you have a lot of hit points. Like,
well, we'll see.
A lot.
He is our tank.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. It's going to be fine.
He has a shield.
Hello.
Doesn't help my hit points.
No.
Thirty piercing.
Oh.
That's some. Exactly.
Are you still conscious?
Yeah, I'm still conscious.
Well, that's a relief. All right. Let's see. Oh.
That was 30-30?
30, yeah. Okay. It's actually going to take a swing at Quincy with a branch. Oh, shit.
Rude.
28?
The hit?
Yeah.
Years old?
So that is 15 bludgeoning to Quincy.
Okay.
And... it's going to swing a branch at Fear.
Cute.
God.
Quincy healed me.
25 to hit.
To hit? To hit. Almost double, not quite. So.
And that is 18 damage. And a root will go to Larissa. Wow, this thing has awesome attack bonuses. 28 to hit, Larissa. So you're grappled.
Oh.
Unless it's 28 doesn't hit you.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's AC 26.
I know that AC 20.
So.
You know what? Let me look at something at this point. Since things are getting serious now, I feel like things are a little serious. Are things serious?
A little more serious.
It's all good. Maybe, just maybe. Let's see. None of that is useful. maybe that. Hang on, let me check something. That might be useful.
You just set this whole force alight. Just burn it all.
Oh
that
my god!
Does this not sound like a bad plan.
Not a nice forest. I've been in nicer ones.
So you, those of you that are looking towards Larissa, see her pith helmet kind of tip up for a second. And you see Dahlia like stick her head out and like wave her hand and seems to cast a spell.
Oh God.
What are you doing? Oh my God, it worked. She cast confusion on it. So it's now going to do random things on its turn.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, wow.
That's just like how a fairy would fucking
help. It is the only spell she had that I thought might be remotely useful. She's like, you're welcome. And she goes back under the helmet.
Thank you.
Quincy.
All right. I'm going to cast Mass Healing Word.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you could do that. Holy shit.
Yeah, 6th level.
Quincy's like, look at these nuts.
Holy healing nuts.
So everyone within 60 heals 9 hit points.
Wow, nice.
Okay, thank you.
Nice.
Wow.
That's all of us.
Yeah, within 60 feet. So
what are your soothing words to us?
Do better.
So soothing.
And that's still a bonus action, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's a bonus action.
That's awesome.
So,
damn it. Yeah.
So then I will shoot the tree. 20 to hit.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And
Duffman says that hits.
Ooh, that worked out pretty well. 8, 10, 13, 17 hit points.
Cool. You put another arrow in it. You're making like a design with your arrows.
I think that's the first one I've shot at it. I've shot at the
That's right. You were shooting the frog. Yeah, that's right.
Cool. I allowed somebody else to have a moment of glory.
A wall.
Can I, even though I'm grappled, can I attack it?
Yes, you can, and you do take some more damage.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. So you take 11 bludgeoning.
Oh shit! Okay.
You can actually attack the root that's grabbing you, and if you do enough damage, you'll be free.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
That was 11 damage.
Yeah, bludgeoning.
Math. Thank you. Yikes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Attack with Divine Smite if I hit.
Cool.
That was 14 plus 9 is 23.
You hit.
So 1d8 plus 6 is 6 plus 6. So it's 12 natural damage with the sword. And then Divine Smite is 1d10. Is that right? Let's see.
Is that your paladin thing?
Yeah, scratching off another spell to do it.
I think that's D8s. I think it's like 2 per spell level. I can't remember.
Channel divinity. Oh, you're right. You're right. I remember the 2. Divine smite. Yeah, 2d8 extra radiant damage.
Sweet.
That is 8 and 6, 14 extra radiant damage.
Nice, you are free.
Nice. Ow.
So what was it? So it was 14 radiant. What was the rest?
Shoot. What was the first one? I didn't write that down. I'm sorry. I don't remember. It was it was 6 and 6, wasn't it?
Sure.
That makes sense. It seems to remind me. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So 12 damage with the sword, and then
nice.
Yeah. So that was one attack, so I'll attack again.
Cool.
16 plus 9. 25.
That hits.
So then this is just regular. 6 plus 6 again. It's 12.
All right.
Just attacking the same branch that hit me, or root that grappled me.
Well, that one you actually cut off.
Oh, okay. Then I'll hit the trunk itself.
Cool. Yeah, you. It's actually looking pretty cut up now.
Wow.
You guys have done a number on it. All right. Fear. Unless you have something else, Brett.
No, go ahead.
Is there a way for me to get somewhere that I can hit the tree base without hitting my allies in a 20-foot radius, for example?
What about up?
Up? Anybody up in the tree?
No. Yeah, no. You could target the top of the tree.
I am fireballing the top of the tree with extra sauce.
Flaming hair.
Cool.
Alchemical casting.
My fireball.
Nice.
She accidentally puts out the fire in her hands.
It's a dex save.
Okay.
My DC is 15.
Okay, he rolled a 15.
Okay.
So that's what, half?
Yes, and half damage with my extra sauce is a total of 22.
Nice.
How do you want to do this?
Awesome. Oh,
nice.
I get to choose the type of damage too, so I'm going to make it radiant.
Nice.
And yes. It's going to look like what I imagine an angel would look like, which I've never seen before, so I don't really know. But it's like a pretty lady of radiance that's just going towards the top of the tree, and she just rips it apart, like shreds it.
Nice.
With her bare hands.
I mean, you have seen Larissa, so like.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a radiant sunshine version of Larissa.
So you very have nice. Seen an angel before.
Totes.
Awesome. Oh, well, with that, it falls to the ground like a chopped down tree and crashes to the
does
ground.
Does it fall onto her hut?
Yeah, it actually does. It like pretty nice. Much wipes out the hut in the process.
And then the witch appears.
Yeah.
With her sister.
No.
Yeah.
No. I don't think
that's a problem.
Yeah. I think we didn't solve this problem.
No, I think we made it worse.
But we didn't die today.
We did stay alive. Staying alive. Staying alive.
And now that the battle is over and the wall of thorns is gone, way in the distance of the swamp, you see these zombies like shuffling away from you as fast as they can.
That's right. Oh my god, yes.
That spell was like ridiculously effective.
That was awesome. Yeah,
channel divinity can be really good.
I'm still trying to look for the damn witch. I'm looking around and I'm trying to perceive. Where'd she go?
You see no sign of her, unfortunately.
Yeah, can we...
Can I roll?
Sure.
Yeah, can we see what she casts?
She
can
didn't cast. I tried... I looked at it.
Yeah, not a natural ability.
I rolled. I'm also casting guidance on myself.
Or like, is she? Was she invisible? Or
a 25.
Was that a teleportation?
Was it plane shifting?
I tell you what, Bryn, since you're a druid and you just rolled 25 in a perception check, you're like looking around and you actually kind of still have a little bit of like the saber-tooth tiger in you. So you're actually like using some sense of smell too. And you're like just looking around with all your senses. And for a moment, you kind of almost go into this like trance. And you see where the witch was, you see like this kind of like shimmering, almost like you're looking through like a frosted window or something. And you're not sure exactly what it means, but you get this strong feeling that she went into like another plane.
Plane shift.
She plane shifted.
Shifty witchies.
That stupid old hag.
So.
Come back here and clean up the forest.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for episode 241 of Game Master's Journey. I do hope that you're enjoying our adventures in Primordia. Again, this is my current D&D campaign, and I'm running it in Primordia, which is my own homebrewed D&D world. So if you're interested in more about the campaign and Primordia, you can check out the Behind the Screen episodes, which are my DM commentary episodes on the campaign. You can find those linked in the show notes, as well as all the other actual play episodes. And I also have done a lot of world building episodes for Primordia, where I've talked a lot about the beginning stages of creating that world. So you can check those out as well. You can find the show notes on our website at starwalkerstudios.com/Game Master's Journey. There you can also find all the great ways to get a hold of me if you'd like to comment on our adventures. You can email me at gamemastersjourney@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Lex Starwalker. And we have a voicemail, 951-GMJ-LEX-1. That's 951-465-5391 if you'd like to call and leave a message. And finally, you can join our communities on MeWe and Discord. And you can find all those links and information again in the show notes. If you enjoy Game Master's Journey and you'd like to help support the show, you can find all the ways to do that at starwalkerstudios.com/support. The best way you can support the show and my RPG endeavors is to check out my latest self-published D&D supplement, Relics of Power. And Relics of Power features, among the relics in that supplement, the relics that the player characters are using in this campaign. And as we go through the campaign and as those relics develop in power, I will update the supplement so you can see how I'm doing all that. However you decide to support the show, I really, really appreciate it. I hope that you have a chance to play your favorite RPG this week. I hope you have a chance to run your favorite RPG. I'll be back soon with another episode of Game Master's Journey. Until then, game on.
This has been a Starwalker Studios production, your source for quality gaming and hobby podcasts.
This episode's music, courtesy of Cloudwalker, Transboy, Renfield, Stanko, and Ish. See the show notes for more details at starwalkerstudios.com/Game Master's Journey.